We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
On a Friday, decided to wear yellow. Taking every man's money, even if he don't say hello. Break it down, girl, real, real mellow.
Everybody, welcome to Snacky Tunes. I am one half of the host, Finger on the Pulse. DJ Never Forget. Terry Diabolic is in Austin today. We got Nick Hook on the deck from Cubicle. Nick, you want to bring that all the way down? He's bringing it all
the
way down.
Where is the other half?
He's in Austin.
Austin.
He's scouting for South by Southwest. If you believe it or not, it's that time of the year.
Cubic zirconia.
We've got cubic zirconia in the studios today. You can say hi.
Whoop whoop.
Hi.
Which we'll be getting to. They'll actually be performing a mega mix.
Is that the I think 1993?
Like it's 1993. Oh. A mega mix. A little bit later, but big weekend. We had the. I've also got Brandon Hoy today.
What up?
Hey, we DJ'd your fundraiser.
It was awesome. Killed it.
We do what we can.
Killed it.
Tell people what the fundraiser was for.
So we're raising money for a farm in North Brooklyn. Brooklyn Grange is kind of a spinoff here at Roberta's in partnership with Ben Flanner from the Eagle Street Greenpoint Rooftop Farm. We are in the process of trying to open a monetarily viable farm on a rooftop in North Brooklyn. So we're trying to raise money for that. To get that started, we need, you know, somewhere around $235,000, we think, for the amount of space that we're looking for.
See, I'm curious, like, how do you build a garden on a roof? Don't you have to give all the way the trade secrets? But like, you know,
I mean, there is some technology involved.
No, obviously, it's not like I just threw down like a couple bags of dirt and like plant some seeds.
No. I mean, you start with making sure that the roof is, you know, strong enough for the load that it's going to be. That's going to be put on the roof. So you need to get a structural engineer in to tell you whether or not you can put all this grow medium up there and all the weight of water loads and all this. The cat is going crazy. Just so you guys know, there's a cat here that's like, looks like it's about to like jump on my face.
I'm sorry, we interrupted. His nap.
Let Henry stay.
We did. So the first step is making sure that the roof can take the weight load. And then from there, there's some technology involved in green roofing. There's, you know, a couple layers of protection between the roof and then where the soil, the grow medium will sit, which that technology is what is the most expensive part in this. So we kind of had to, you know, break a deal with people who work with green roofings and say, can we get this price down? We needed to get the price down to like, I think it's somewhere around $7 a square foot, somewhere around there, to make it viable for us. So really, once you get the roof up and running and you're farming on it, then like any other farm, you just have to kind of steer clear of some of the pitfalls. You know, you don't want to lose too much, you know, late blight kind of ruined a lot of people's tomatoes this year. There's certain things like that that then you have to take into consideration.
I mean, I'm curious about rooftop gardens because unlike, you know, soil or, you know, land that was there well before us, you're controlling everything literally from the ground up. So do you get to skip some of the pitfalls that farmers actually have, like crop rotations and, you know, swapping out, making sure it's still nutrient rich, or is that still things that you have to be concerned about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we only have 1 year of data on this, so we don't know what the long-term effects of this are. I mean, really, we have to do this more to gather this data. what we do is we use a nutrient tea that comes from composting, so we add that into the soil medium, which is a expanded shell. It's like, I don't know, it's like brick. It's like smashed brick, kind of. Which retains a lot of water, retains a lot of nutrients. So that's kind of how we keep the nutrients level up for the plants. Now, there's certain plants that will steal or take nutrients more than other plants. So we do still have to be smart about where we put things, and, you know, maybe like putting something in that'll replace some nitrogen, or, you know, if there's iron deficiency, is figuring out ways to do that. So I would say it's closely related to more like hydroponics or aquaponics, maybe.
What just does CC because know about hydroponics?
I mean, I'm pretty sure most of us here learned how to garden through hydroponics
at a young age.
You know, I'm from California. We know what goes on in hydroponics.
But it's interesting that you're telling me all this, and I saw you hammered on Friday night at the end of the benefit.
I was blackout drunk. There's no doubt I was blackout drunk.
This is the future of rooftop gardening.
Right? I mean, we go way back, too.
I know.
I used to be a bartender in Williamsburg.
I know.
All these crazy parties.
We always talk about this is for anybody who listens to the podcast and goes back, this is the same Brandon who is like our bar manager when we would do it. He's like, I'm going to open a pizza shop. It's going to be sustainable. And I'll be like, cool, man. Can I get a shot of powers and like, you know, ease up on all those things.
Look at me now. Still wasted.
We're going to keep Brandon on because I didn't mean to get so deep into that, but I actually wanted to talk to you because you raise bees.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that and such things fun as a colony collapse disorder.
Ooh, ouch.
Which is kind of heavy. But Nick, you want to drop us one track to kind of create a bridge between segments?
I just found people looking at my hand, my neck. It was me. We'll be right back.
real quiet. That'll help us.
I don't think so. It doesn't. It doesn't. It sounds weird. We've tried it.
Shout out to Julianne.
Julianne from Fader, shout out. Yes. Nick Hook.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. That, I think that's actually, no, I would say that's not our first shout out. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Big shout out to TechServe today, who is our sponsor, who has saved our computers more than once. And I think the way that Terry Diabolic's computer is looking, he's going to be visiting them oh so soon.
Uh-oh. Big trip to TechServe.
Yeah, and then Rec Tech and Jack Inslee for making us sound good. Thanks, guys. And then Roberta's, who just brought us the margarita, Paige's breakfast burrito, which I'm just looking at. I'm trying to figure out how to get into.
Yeah, man, I don't understand.
You just gotta go straight. That looks like you might need a fork and a knife, man.
And then what's this one? With the artichoke, which is phenomenal.
I don't know. This looks new.
Pesto.
Brent, how do you guys come up with the different pizza recipes?
You know, the guys in the pizza kitchen have a lot of say. Angelo Womack up in the pizza kitchen is our head pizzola. Him and Paige, who you guys might have saw on the cover of the Brooklyn Edibles. We do a lot of research, a little R&D action. There's a lot of toppings we have. Like I said earlier, a lot of the toppings don't go together very well.
Is this your
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, what is your? You know what? I've also known, what is your official title here?
VP.
Yes.
VP. Vice President.
Vice President of Fun. Yeah, dude. I mean, we always have a good time.
Vice President of Fun.
They built a dirt bike course back here for.
Yes, we did for Halloween.
I saw Brandon looking very perplexed right before Halloween. He's like, I just got to figure out how we build this dirt bike, and I was like, okay, that's serious. That's Monday stuff.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah.
Put on my pants. Build a dirt bike course.
Get in the Bobcat.
Get in the Bobcat.
Move some dirt around. Yeah. Make some jumps.
How'd it go?
It went amazing. Did anyone black out?
No. Well, obviously, it's a Roberta's event. But did anybody wipe out?
Oh, yeah. Everyone wiped out. We signed some. We had a bunch of people who were more than qualified to be racing little 50cc dirt bikes around. But almost all of those people crashed at some point. I couldn't even walk the next day.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
So besides Roberta's and Rooftop Gardens, you also raise bees.
I do.
Which was it last month or 2 months ago? It was on the cover of the Third Ward magazine.
2 months ago.
Which is awesome. When I go into our building, has like a community bathroom because that's where our studio is. It's a commercial building, so it's that and nothing like sitting down and seeing your face staring at me while I'm doing my things.
Yeah, man. Why not?
Yeah.
I can see through those eyes,
yeah,
too. So all those thousands of copies of Third Ward Guide out there,
So for all of you who don't know, bees are disappearing. Fact. Uh-huh. Which is a really awful, awful, awful fact. There's more pizza.
God.
I think they ordered us 2-page... That's an extra.
Oh, whatever. You guys getting blown up like you thought you would.
Yeah. But bees are disappearing, which is a fact. Over 35 states have recorded that 1-3 bee colonies are disappearing. They're not dying. I don't know if they're dying or disappearing. They're just not.
Well, I mean, so they're calling this colony collapse disorder, right? It's also known as honeybee depopulation. Nobody really knows what's happening. My theories kind of are you know, all of the predators are also evolving as bees, which are kind of a mega organism. They've evolved so far to keep them doing exactly what they need to be doing, foraging, bringing food back to them. But they have predators like mites and all these other things that are also evolving and just being better predators. So there's really nobody really knows why the bees are disappearing. But I mean, we can make some guesses that some of the things that are attacking bees are just evolving to be better predators.
Interesting. I had not heard that. I was going for a conspiracy theory.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories, but you know, like just from observation and knowing what we know about raising bees, it's like you don't really see diminishing numbers until you start having problems. You know, there's a lot of diseases that you can obtain while having bees. There's spores disease called false brood, I think, or foul brood, which I've had one hive that had this. It's disgusting. Which the queen pretty much lays, like, you know, rotten eggs, essentially, these black, disgusting.
Under
the hives
your
are just
skin?
No. In the hive itself, where they would typically lay brood, which are the eggs that would then make more bees. It's just this black, disgusting mess. So she's, you know, essentially not laying any healthy eggs. So the colony is just becoming smaller and smaller. It actually fills up with drones, which are the male bees. So it's pretty much just like a full, like, it's like ends up being a gay bar. You're not gonna procreate. You're not gonna further your species with a bunch of dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but the bees, they want more people. We want less people, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to keep.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the bummer part of that sentence. But Brandon is fighting the good fight and raising bees in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to fight this is more people, you know, having beehives. And in all honesty, we never went after this as being with the mind state of we're going to save the bees. We really didn't. I mean, this was like a fun hobby. And as a gardener and farmer, we understand the importance of bees as far as pollinating. I mean, they pollinate a third of the food that we eat. If the bees were gone, we would be in disarray here.
We'd be in trouble.
We'd be in serious trouble. I mean, they're the biggest pollinator we have. You know, I mean,
next to you.
whoa!
You're blushing.
I'm getting out of here. You can't see the blush through my beard, but.
You know, we have a sound effects pad, but I always like it's always like glass breaking or
yeah.
I always put a drop on like another show. It's like tune in Fridays, and I was like, that is not a great sound.
No.
But so your hive used to be at the Eagle Farms, right?
But we have we have two hives in Metropolitan in Williamsburg.
Where on Metropolitan?
On Metropolitan.
Secret location?
It's semi-secret location. I mean, it is still illegal, unfortunately. Oh. Beekeeping is still illegal. And
what'd you build the hives out of?
They're Langstroth hives. They're pre-designed hives. They're pretty much these boxes. And then on the inside, they have frames. And then the inside of the frame, it has, this hard plastic and honey and wax guide for the bees to build their hives on. So they build the comb on top of that, and then you just add another layer. So one box has 10 of these frames in it, and that's where they live. And then as the colony gets bigger, you put another box on with more of these frames in. So most of our hives right now have, you know, two brood boxes is what we call them. They're deep boxes, and that's where they live in the wintertime. And then in the spring, when they're foraging for food, we put these smaller boxes on top, which are called honey supers. And so then they forage and they come back, and then they put honey into these other frames on these smaller supers.
I've had the honey. It's amazing.
It's great.
It's really good.
It's great. We would have had a lot more honey this year, except for overwintering, we need to give honey back. I mean, this is they create the honey for food for themselves. At some point, we can't just like take all of their food from them.
Oh, so
right now,
that's why they're dying, because you're stealing their honey.
Yeah, well,
now we get it. The cops are outside.
There is some irresponsible beekeepers out there too. That really, I mean, there truly is. There's people that possibly don't necessarily care about whether or not their hive will be there in the wintertime or not. They're satisfied with the amount of honey that they gather through the spring and summer, that they then just take all the honey and leave the bees to kind of fend for themselves at that point, which, I mean,
it's
slightly irresponsible.
But the idea
of
sustainability goes through all levels, including taking care of what produces.
Of course.
What you eat.
Of course.
The reason why I also brought you on is, because I saw this last week, is that Haagen-Dazs is now launched Help the Honeybees initiative.
I've seen this.
For those who don't know, I studied finance and public policy in college. And one of the courses they taught, they said the only way that social change is really going to take effect is when big business gets behind it. Because it's great.
I think the proceeds from, I think they have a honey flavored ice cream, I believe.
Yeah.
And the proceeds to that go to some sort of,
Yeah, I don't know. I have the it's helpthehoneybees.com, and it's actually got really good stuff, and it's got all the ads up there. But I mean, obviously, there's some profit and it's some good PR campaign behind it, but it's still, you know, I would have never thought Haagen-Dazs would have picked up a cause like this.
Yeah.
Which is pretty. Also, unknown fact, Haagen-Dazs is an American company.
Wow.
They just created an international sounding name to help sales.
Well, also, you know, I didn't mention this earlier when we were talking about colony collapse, but, you know, some of the problems actually have to do with monoculture. So, you know, we fly in a majority.
Do you want to explain what monoculture is?
So, you know, farming used to be diverse. You know, people who were farmers kind of ran diverse farm cropping systems. If you notice in California now, you'll see monoculturing where they'll just be rows and rows and rows of artichoke or something, say in like Watsonville, California. So that's monoculturing. You're just taking one large piece of land kind of, and you're spreading out. So a lot of orchards where they need bees to pollinate for fruiting, they have to bring bees in from Australia or overseas, because there just aren't enough bees out there in America to pollinate these giant fields of our orchards of whatever needs to be pollinated. So part of this is when you're only feeding, they're only feeding off this one thing, and it becomes a difficult.
It's kind of like it's like inbreeding.
It is
like you're just. It's like, you know. It's the same. It's along the same lines of like when families inbreed, like distant cousins marries, and the kids come out a little weird, and you keep doing it.
Keep
it's
doing
like
you're it.
Just, well, the genes aren't. It's not survival of the fittest. They're just repopulating, and a bad strain gets in there.
Yeah.
Stuff gets really.
And this is probably part of your conspiracy theory, but you know, all of this goes back to Monsanto days of really trying to capitalize. And you know, in the beginning, they were doing this because there was, you know, there was real hunger issues, and there wasn't enough food for the amount of people that were being born at these times. So Monsanto and these big companies started, you know, genetically engineering things so that America could produce large amounts of food. Now, the backlash of this is kind of all of these problems that we're starting to see with, you know, colony collapse, and, you know, there's definitely side effects from genetically engineered food that we're starting to notice, and also just the overall dominance of Monsanto and kind of their reach as far as farming goes. Now, you know, they have copywritten a number of seeds and a number of they pretty much bought plants, which is something that's totally amazing and insane to me. I just can't understand how somebody can say they own this.
So this ties back into bees that people are like reusing the same. How does this tie back into bees?
Well, the monoculture. I feel like the monoculturing and this whole Monsanto thing was the backlashes of this are partially. I think some of the things that had happened in this style of farming has caused part of this problem. I mean, right. We started seeing colony collapse right around the same time that we started seeing genetically engineered plants coming out. So, I mean, once again, these are just theories, but these are things that we've noticed happening. And
I mean, obviously it takes a long time to prove these things, but the idea is by the time they prove it, it'll be too late.
It's true.
So take action. So Brandon, thanks for coming on.
You.
Two really good topics.
Yeah.
Man. Any other hobby? Well, I'll have to talk. I'm sure you have more hobbies I can.
Hobbies?
Well, you said beekeeping started as a hobby.
Well, we're starting. We're going to try to raise chickens here pretty soon. Yes. My big thing right now is
cats
lettuce.
And chickens in the studio.
Chickens, yeah, in the back. We're trying to get 50 chickens. We're going to try to do our own eggs up in this piece.
That's awesome. So Brandon Hoy, by the way, that Haagen-Dazs flavor is vanilla honeybee.
Vanilla.
It's got bees underneath it. So if you don't know what to do, but you feel like you got to do something, go buy a carton of Haagen-Dazs vanilla honeybee, and some of the proceeds go to saving that. Or can you buy your honey anyway?
Not yet. We're still like kind of making honey for the restaurant and making honey for ourselves at this point. Hopefully next year we'll have our own line of honey out there. We'll see.
Awesome. All right. So thanks, Brandon. We got Cubic Zirconium coming up in the studio. Nick Hook is going to drop a set.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, drop a set. Get up on there.
It's our
Yeah.
Get up on that.
So once again, thank you to Roberta's for bringing us. Dude, that breakfast pizza is awesome.
Yeah.
It's
really good.
It's really good. I'm trying to figure out how to not coma myself. Big up again to TechServe. And you're listening to Snacky Tunes on Heritage Radio Network.
Make a nigga big, big. When she hop on that stage.
All right. You are listening to Snacky Tunes, Cubic Zirconium, Nick Hook, DJing. Thanks again to Brandon Hoy. That was a great interview. I feel well educated. How about you guys? Yeah.
I feel great.
Yeah. That's like the... That's, you know, that's the educational part. I mean, I guess this part will be educational too, but that's the, like...
Oh, no, it won't.
Okay. So we got Cubic Zirconium in the studio today. Do you want to introduce yourself and then maybe fun fact?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You start.
Oh, no. I'm Tiambe Lockhart. I sing in Cubic Zirconia. Cubic Zirconia. Fun fact, I did not know that there was breakfast pizza. Sausage,
so good
thing. It's amazing. Daoud.
Daoud, aka Negropolian for Cubic Zirconia.
Yeah.
In the studio. Fun fact. Laurel Canyon doesn't know what it's got in store in about 2 weeks from now.
I'm Nick Hook. Fun fact, I had a chicken in sixth grade, and his name was Pecker.
Did you really?
Swear to God.
Where'd you keep your... Oh, in St. Louis. St. Yeah. Louis.
But I threw him. I used to throw him on my roof, and he ran away. And that was the last I ever saw of him.
Oh.
So.
Oh, no.
I have to turn the music off.
Yeah. So, I think... Well, I mean, I guess I've known Nick the longest. Nick and I went on tour, or I tour managed Nick when he was in Drop the Limes band. And I've also just known from... DJing and Men, Women, and Children, but he's been talking about your guys' project for
about a year now. Yeah,
And you guys are going out to Laurel Canyon to go record in a couple weeks, and I'll also be out there.
Yes,
time. I know.
Awesome. Might try a new drug.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Maybe.
Just any type.
That peyote.
Yeah.
That peyote at Laurel Canyon.
Let's sit barefoot and do peyote together.
I've got three days.
Down.
I have no plan. I've got. I think I have a white elephant dinner. And
what's that mean?
That, you know, white elephant. That's like where it's a Christian thing. I'm Jewish, so I had to learn about this last year. But you like get a gift, and I think you like pick a name out of a hat. Or you get like, oh, okay, the way that, okay, now I just remembered. So there's like, you know, X amount of people in the room.
Oh,
and
you
pick a number.
Number.
And then so you go, I want this. And you open it and then, you know, you.
Is
you,
this white people Christian shit?
Like, I've never done it. I'm white person Jewish.
Is that
so.
Like Pollyannas? Is it like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Yankee Swap? I don't know.
I've never done it.
Yeah, I've never.
Yankee Swap.
Anyway, we got 8 nights of presents, so I don't really care. So I'm, you know, I think it's just. But yeah, and then usually I think like. Depending on how affluent you are, it's like there's a limit. It's like, you know, a $10 gift. It's like nothing really. I think I won the Gossip Girl trivia board game last year.
Nice.
I don't watch a show, so, but it happened. That is a fact. So we're going to be at, you know, that and DJing a disco party and eating peyote.
Sounds all right.
While watching you guys. Yeah. I saw the picture of the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
I can't wait, man. Yeah.
I mean, is there places for you to live at that place?
Yeah,
too?
There's a house attached to the studio. There's also a pool and a jacuzzi.
Oh, man.
So
everybody
and
out,
we
Nick
have
cooking.
Boys and girls in our band, so
yeah.
Anyone come over and
come play
you'll
with
be happy by yeah. the time you leave.
Anyway, so you're saying any way you want it. So is this going to be a full LP, EP?
We're going to do 15 songs and pick the best, you know, 10 or 11. But we have a new single coming out that I do want to talk about. Is that okay?
Yeah, whatever you want.
It's coming out mid-January. We're about to pin down the release date, but... we got remixes from Egyptrix, YG from Platinum Pied Pipers, Sega we're waiting on. And it's going to come. It's like, it'll come.
Yeah.
And Green Money and Iconica. And it's going to be
and
really dope.
You played the Egyptrix one earlier, right?
No, we played YG's earlier.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
World Premiere. Yeah.
Sakatoons. I like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Who's it coming out on?
We're starting our own label. It's called Don't Cry.
Perfect. And, which is pretty much the only way to go. We had Arvor Simone on here a couple weeks ago, and they have like international labels, but they've released their own records, and they like they talked. It was really good. They talked about just you know, all the tools are there. You can just get your own. You can hire like the Fader or Cornerstone.
Yeah,
you're gonna hire, you know, Redish or Caroline Distribution, and you know it's a bit more work, but it's a lot more control.
Yeah, and it's easier to blame yourself and learn from your like failures than like, you know, sometimes it's natural reaction to be like, it's their fault, and keep it in house and kind of just learn, keep moving, and
yeah.
Right.
You guys have it's a good sized band, so it's easier to split the, as opposed to like a one man show where it's like you're trying to do everything.
Coffee.
Hell yeah.
Oh man, I should have gotten one of those too. Stumptown. This is, it's gonna,
oh, they have Stumptown.
It's gonna light you up.
Yeah,
oh really?
Stumptown is
so nice to you. So
You know, the other thing about Nick is that he works. Nick also tried to convince me that I like sake about a year ago, and I like I go and try and do it, but I really think that I just like drinking it at your sake bar. Yeah. But I think that if I actually had to like sit down and really order it and think about it, I would just not go for it.
Well, see, the problem is that I can't really give you guys the good stuff because then your bill would be really high.
Yeah, no,
so.
I know.
I have to keep it on the low.
That's like a weird. That's like kind of like a drug. Is like, I mean, like this is like the shit stuff. But I mean, if you really want to invest, if you really want to invest,
what's that
I promise
milky,
you,
the milky
Negori.
Negori. Is that expensive?
Nah. Yeah.
What's expensive?
It can be.
What's expensive sake?
Well, so the most expensive we have is the Otokayama Daiginjo.
Otokayama,
and it's $160 a bottle.
Wait, say it again.
Otokayama.
How fast can you say it?
Otokayama. People get straight bummed when they see a red-haired cracker working in a sake.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
They're like, and then you're like, what? I mean, yeah. that's also how I feel like when you look, if you were just to like see Brandon out on a Friday night,
yeah,
like what does this guy know?
And he's a beekeeper.
And he's a beekeeper. Right. Like
that's amazing.
But yeah. Not just beekeeper, but he's also opening rooftop farms. The other thing that we didn't get to talk about
is that's a good band name, dude. The Rooftop Farms.
Yeah. What are you, like a jam band?
I mean, I'm saying I'm not, but someone else might be.
You can take that
jam band.
Yeah. We're open culture here. So if anybody wants to do that.
That's what I'm trying to name my band.
What are you trying to name it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You can rewind tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll listen on the podcast.
Ow.
But that's the thing. But you know, you've tried to lead the revolution, at least getting some kids to drink sake.
I drank 13 sake bombs on Friday.
You
I swear.
Oh, I believe you.
I swear.
So, oh my God.
Wow.
I was ripped. I couldn't finish the last one. ROBB came in at 5:30 in the morning.
And helped
oh
you
my
out.
God.
He beat me.
He
How
beat
many?
You?
No, he beat me at one because I couldn't finish anymore.
The last one, the 13th?
Yeah.
How many sake bombs have you done in a night?
That might be up there.
Yeah. It was Friday the 13th, too.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the...
I might have done more, but I lost count, you know?
So I think that there's like a whole generation of New York, Brooklyn producers and DJs, musicians who are like, have drank a lot of sake and thanks to...
I've gotten like the whole England wasted pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Do you guys... You don't work in restaurant. What do you do besides?
We don't work, man. I just work to keep
fuck
it
work?
Real. Yeah.
Fuck work.
We're a band.
But as far as eating, I mean, you guys have been on a couple tours already or escapades, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always love asking this because my favorite is like, what's the eating a dynamic of a band, especially when there's five of you, correct?
There's like eight of us.
Eight of you?
Yeah, we're
they take
with
me to,
dancers and
yeah.
And shit.
So eight of you, I mean, are any of you vegetarians?
He is. Nick is.
Nick.
Well, I know that.
The only one, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the
only minority.
I'm going to...
He's the mine. Yeah, he's...
I'm the true minority in this band.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said you're going to crack.
It's fucked up, man. I don't like it.
I can't eat nuts.
Okay.
Go. Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's your open shot to say something.
No,
like
I know.
It.
I mean, I...
Right there.
No, the pause was so all the listeners can be like, oh, no. So I left that to my...
Okay.
She can eat nut, but not nuts.
Oh my God.
Hi, Ms. Lockhart.
So then, what, yes, that's your grandma. Grandma was on the radio today. Just don't listen for like 2:40 to 2:43.
My grandma died.
Me too.
I would do a sound effect, but it'd be like tire screeching or like
give
the Snacky Tunes jingle.
You can't give the air horn to you.
No, right? I can't. No, you can't give the air horn to grandma dying. But so for Alan and Laura Kane, are you guys gonna cook up feast?
Yeah, we're gonna cook every day. Actually,
I thought that was
we're looking for $1 million first.
Looking for $1 million first.
Yeah, but there's some good food in LA I want to eat.
Oh, you know we should go. There's this place that I always like to go. It's the best Mexican food I've ever had. It's in Bell.
Okay.
Sistema Mexicana, which we've talked about endlessly.
I'm down.
On here.
Where is it?
It's in Bell, California. It's real. Like it's Oaxaca.
Oaxaca
cuisine. They're also really cool too. Huh. They opened up a cactus farm. In order to, like, just in some warehouse, in order to keep it going.
Keep cactus
alive. Well, keep cactus alive. No, not to save cactus, but in order to have, like, the traditional food at their fingertips.
Free cacti.
True cacti, indeed. So you guys, and I know you want to talk about, but you have a show tomorrow.
Yeah, no, we do want to talk about it. What are you talking about? We're playing with a bunch of good friends tomorrow. We're just doing a little DJ set because our drummer's in like Zimbabwe playing jazz. But I mean, he might really be. It's
he
not even
be,
a joke.
No. And he wasn't playing jazz.
We're just doing a DJ set. It's us, Maggie Horn, Apsai, Das Racist, and Guillermo Brown. It's at Santos in the Basement, early show.
Sweet. So is Maggie DJing or performing?
She's performing, live. So
she's on the ups. She's at Santos tonight too. Not Santos, at Sway.
Yeah. Hosting.
Which I've never been. Oh, I was just hosting. I've never been to Sway on a Monday. And I refuse to admit that I've ever been there on a Sunday.
I think you're like, that's something to be proud of, my friend.
Yeah. No, I've been there. I was lying.
I've been there on Sunday. People always fight.
But so I think it's time for the Mega Mix.
All right.
I think, are you ready?
We're going to do a couple live songs.
Yeah. So we're going to keep the shout out to the engineer there. We're going to keep the mics up.
Yeah.
So that means you and I, unless you do bow, wow, wow, background.
No. That was going to spit a 16.
Yeah. So yeah, let's do a Mega Mix. What tracks are we going to hear in this?
I don't
Mega
know.
Mix?
Let's plan this right now, T. What do you want to play? What do you want to start
Black
with?
Black and Blue. Nacho Lovers.
Okay. Yeah.
Or do you want to do Egypt Tricks?
That coffee's so good.
We'll just go for it.
Okay.
This is going to be fully improv.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting down, drinking coffee.
All right, so as I give Nick a 20-second buffer to get over to the computer, you're listening to Snacky Tunes. Big thanks today to Tech Service sponsor. Big thanks to Roberta's. I think we're coma. Yeah. I mean, and...
Itis.
But it's so good. Itis. That breakfast pizza.
It's crazy.
Dang. I don't know. All right, so we've got Cubic Zirconian live on Snacky Tunes Radio.
Black and blue, black, black, black. You got me black and blue, 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 blue. Oh, you got me black and blue, blue, blue. We'll be right back.
Josephine remix. Neocubic Zirconia. That was Black and Blue. I'm Black and Blue. This is Josephine. She's a thing. Cubic Zirconia. Josephine remix. Zirconia, hoes come out at night.
The illest space queen turned your nigga to a fiend. I'm so sorry, Josephine, my pussy game is way too mean. I taught your nigga Kama Sutra cause I'm super duper. I made him scream so loud your neighbors had to
call the super.
Now he's a Lex fiend, Alexa Howlick. I taught him trick, I crisscrossed it. In your bed next to the baby clothes. It's Lex and TT, and we some crazy hoes.
Hoes come out at night. Hoes come out at night. Hoes come out at night. Hoes.
Tiambe red is getting 3-2-1 is on my belly. Crawling on the wall, send them home with locked jaw. To Josephine, that bitch is so mean, I'm so clean. He like the way my hip lean. 3-star hotel at dinner with some kale. Treat a bitch well, come home to you like what the hell. He love that sweet tea, wish you could be a G. Wish you had TTT, Lex and T don't fuck for free.
Come out of home.
Hoes. Shout out to Iconica, she gave us a remix. Her hoes come out at night.
Yeah.
Cubic Zirconia live on Snacky Tunes.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Nick, you want to cue one more song to play us out to?
Yeah.
In a few minutes? Just whatever you want to do.
You want to do that Kid Cudi remix?
Sure.
Okay. Should we play Slayer or something?
Whatever you
want
to do.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
We should play...
Nick Hook's choice.
I don't know. People heard Slayer. Maybe someone never heard us before.
That's true.
That's fine. So I want to thank my guests today, Brandon Hoy, Cubic Zirconia. Big shout out to Kid Sister, whose record Ultraviolet drops tomorrow. Fool's Gold record. They were great on Found, which you can find online. And they are going to be on. Not yet. Not yet. Well, I mean, I thought they were just teasing it. Big shout out to them. They're going to be on Dinner with the Band, which actually debuts a week from tomorrow on IFC, which we are excited about, which I don't know. Finger on the Pulse also does a TV show, which is going to be on IFC in about a week, which is kind of weird. And if you actually, if you're a Snacky Tunes listener that does not live in New York City, we are hosting a contest with IFC and The Standard for a trip for two, all expense paid, out to New York to come see a show and have dinner at WD50, which is one of Sam Mason's former restaurants. So you can go to dinner, ifc.com/DWTB and enter to win a trip for two. That's about it.
Big up to Alex from Green Money.
Green Money. Thank you guys. Playing tomorrow night again at Santos in the Basement.
Yeah.
And then you're going to disappear for a while to play Laurel County and write a record.
Yeah.
And next, you're going to DJ out there a bunch too, right?
Yeah, we have a show.
Oh,
it's
shows.
Like me and Tiamba, it's kind of like this a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. All right, so you got a taste.
With more booze and drugs involved.
Yeah.
obviously. Right. Lots of peyote. I'm going to come back. I'm going to come there with 10 pairs of shoes and not know where I left a single one on the way back. Nick, what are you going to play us out?
Oh, this is our version of Make Her Say. This is our remix, Cubic Zirconia.
All right. Well, thanks again to TechServe. Thanks again to Jack Inzi and RecTech. Big up to Roberta for the pizza and the coffee. And yes. We will be back next week with Sam Mason and the Dap Kings, who will be spinning records to talk about the debut.
Thanks for having us. Thanks.
Hold you down for some sticking, and fuck them other niggas. Hold you down for some licking, and fuck them other niggas. Hold you down for some tricking, and fuck them other niggas. Cause you down for her riches, and fuck them other niggas. Cause you down for some sticking, and fuck them other niggas. Hold you down for some licking, and fuck them other bitches. Cause she down for the tricking. Hope she down for some sticking, and fuck them other niggas. Hope she down for some licking, and fuck them other niggas. Cause she down for some tricking, and fuck them other niggas. Cause you down for her bridges, and fuck them other niggas. Cause she down for some sticking, and fuck them other niggas. Hope she down for some licking, and fuck them other bitches. Cause she down for the tricking, fuck them other niggas. Cause you down for her bridges, and fuck them other niggas. Hope she down for some sticking, and fuck them other niggas. Hope she down for some licking, and fuck them other niggas. Cause she down for some tricking, and fuck them other niggas. Cause you down for her bridges, and fuck them other niggas. Cause she down for some sticking. Hope you down for some licking.